I don't know what today. So it's Thursday, the 21st of April.
Yeah.
And it's Yud.
It's Yud Gimel?
Yeah. Is it? Gimel, yeah. Must be. Okay, and your subject was? Shechiyonah for women on Seder night. Okay, let's go. It's on already. Okay, so let me do this one then. What got the points down? Five. Northwest London, Tireway. Thursday, the 21st of April, Yud Gimel Nissan, Harav David Sulzbacher, Shechiyonu for ladies on Seder night.
Thank you very much. Good morning. Kimat every Rav in the world and every husband has been asked this Shaila. Comes to Yom's at night, lady lights candles, because the husband goes off to shul, so what broch do I make? Right. It's well known we make Shechiyonu when light the candles. The question arises then, what happens at Kiddush on Yom Tov night? When the husband makes Kiddush, the husband is mitzi the wife in her brocha, the Kiddush and the Hakofen. Then he makes a Shechiyonu, because the husband's chayv to make Shechiyonu when he makes Kiddush. What does the wife do when the husband makes the brocha of Shechiyonu? What's the shaila? She's already made a Shechiyonu when she lit the candles. The husband might see her in his brocha of Ber Pri HaGofen. So for the wife to answer Amen before she drinks would be a shaila of Hefsek. That's the question, and this is a very, very famous question which come out all the poskim deal with. Yeah, Rav Rav, already a question.
It's a different kind of Shechiyonu, it's a different brocha. The Shechiyonu was for her to handle.
Okay.
And the Shechiyonu is the husband making for her.
So you're saying there's no problem in her saying Amen? Okay, well, see, that's very good, Shaila. Ralph is asking, there are two different halachas here. If it's a Shaila, we'll have to see if it's a Shaila. But if it's a Shaila, there are three ways to avoid the problem altogether. Again, if the husband is being mitzi his wife in Kiddush and Bo'e Pri HaGofen, and then she drinks the wine, there's a problem of her answering Amen. She's not chayev to say Amen to the Shechiyonu because she's already said Shechiyonu when she lit the candles. So it's a chayra, a shayla of hefsek. So there are a few answers. If it's a shayla, the first answer is, so she taka shouldn't answer Amen when her husband makes the Shechiyonu, and then she can drink without. So she shouldn't say Amen. Another answer is, or another possibility, she can answer Amen when the husband makes Shechiyonu and just not drink. There's no chiyuv that you have to drink when the husband makes Kiddush. Of course, that's not going to work on Seder night, which we're going to talk about. But on ordinary Yom Tov, she's not mechuyev to drink. So she says Amen to her husband's Shechiyonu, and then she's not being yetzer bechlal the Ber Pri HaGofen of her husband. The third eitzah is she can answer Amen. Have kavana when the husband makes Ber Pri HaGofen not to be yotzer his brocha, Ber Pri HaGofen, and then she makes her own Ber Pri HaGofen before she drinks. If she wants to drink, the whole problem is that it's a hefsek between the husband's Ber Pri HaGofen. Okay.
She doesn't make Shechiyonu when she likes.
Oh, that's another eitzah. That's another eitzah. We'll come to that, Mitzvah Shem. Now, I think we'll give pride in place to the first poster we're going to discuss. It's probably the most latest poster. Is Rav Vosner, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, whose yotzeit is on first night Seder. This year, it's the first yotzeit of Rav Vosner, and he has a tshuva in his Sefer Shevet HaLevi, and he says, the only answer he's got to this shaila is that ladies taka should not answer Amen, because if a woman would answer Amen to the Shechiyonu of her husband, it would be a hefsek. And that's taka in my home, and I think most homes like that. The woman has lit the candles, made a Shechiyonu. She doesn't answer Amen to her husband's Shechiyonu when he makes Kiddush. That's what Rav Vosner paskens in Chelek Gimel Samach Tes. He does say, however, we'll come to that later, that Seder night And Sukkos is different. But Shavuos, he says, a lady taka should not answer amen when a husband makes Shechiyonu. Ramosha Feinstein, Doila Poskim, he brings this suggestion and he almost says, Chas v'sholom. What? The husband makes a bracha of Shechiyonu. Shechiyonu v'kimon. And she just stands there, not interested. How could you stand there and not say an amen to a brocha? Anytime somebody makes a brocha and you don't answer amen, it's an iser gomor, says Rav Moshe. So it's gepaskin in the Gemara, in the Rambam, in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says it's also to not to answer amen when you hear a brocha. That's a mahalach which, as far as I could see in Rav Moshe, is the only poysev who mentions that point. That it's also not to say amen when the husband makes a brocha. Says Rav Moshe, he doesn't even think the shaila begins. According to Rav Moshe, it's no shaila at all. And he says a meridika chiddush. He said, if the husband is the one who is making kiddush, and the husband is being mitzi the wife, mimela, every part of the kiddush which the husband makes becomes one heftzah of kiddush, and it's not a heftzah for the wife to answer amen to that chetza of Kiddush. Meaning, although she has already said her own personal shechiyonu when she lit the candles, but she's being yotze for the husband's Kiddush. The husband's Kiddush includes shechiyonu, and therefore it's not considered a hefsek. It's a meridika chiddush of Rav Moshe, and he brings a raya to it. He says, on Sukkos, we make an extra brocha in our kiddush of leishev basuka. Now, women, according to the Sfaradim, Shitsa Rambam, women not only don't make a leishev basuka, are not allowed to make a leishev basuka. Have you ever come across, as Rav Moshe, any posuk to say that when the husband makes kiddush on sukkahs and says leishev basuka, that a lady is not allowed to answer amen? And Rav Shlomo Zalman says a similar svara, and Rav Shlomo Zalman has got a bit of Chassidish family, so Rav Shlomo Zalman says, but Chassidim, it's very common, or quite common, that the lady comes in for Kiddush, even Ashkenazim, and then goes out of the sukkah and eats her meal outside the sukkah. Have you ever heard anyone saying that the lady is not allowed to answer amen when she's not going to be sitting in the sukkah? Elamai, says Rav Moshe, if that's the heftz of the kiddush for the one who's being moitzi, then it's not considered a heftzah for the person who's being yotze that kiddush to answer amen, because that is the heftz of the kiddush. It's not considered a heftzah. So Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman, they say kimat the same svara. It's not considered a heftzah. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Hoyel v'kach hu b'derech klal seidah shel kiddush. Since this is considered the order of the kiddush to include the shechiyonu, ein hefsek amen kazeh koru hefsek. That's not called a hefsek. He brings the same raya of Shlomo Zalman, as I said, from Sukkah as Rav Moshe does. A freshwater shlita, he once spoke on this subject, and he writes, I've got his notes, he says he was once in the sukkah of Rav Shlomo Zalman on Chol HaMoed, and Rav Shlomo Zalman's brother, who was a shlik of Mishpocha, Rav Shlomo Zalman's brother mentioned, he said, you know, we have the minhag that the lady does not answer amen when her husband's making shechiyonu in Kiddush. And Rav Shlomo Zalman got annoyed. What do you mean? Rav David, he said to his brother, don't you think our mother said amen when our father said kiddush? Of course. And her mother and her mother from Chavo, Eim Kol Chai, right through to your Rebbetzin. Everybody is always being answering amen. So Rav Shlomo Zalman was quite clear on this. There's no problem, even though the lady has already said Shechiyonu when she lit the candles, there's absolutely no problem repeating amen because it's not considered a hefsek. Bekitzer, we've got Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe Feinstein on one side, who are bechlal not bothered by the whole shaila because it becomes a chedek of kiddush. Mitzat sheni, Rav Vosna zech tzadik v'brocha. Rav Vosna passes very clearly. It's taka wrong for a lady to answer amen, and it'll be a hefsek. Says Reb Voss, although I hold it's a hefsek when it comes to shvuos, on Seder night, I would allow a lady to say amen to the husband's shechiyonu. Sukkos as well, but we don't have time for that. Seder night, I would allow. It's interesting that Reb Voss is giving a lot of credit to the women, because we know when it comes to Hadlok Saneris, there's whole shilas on Yom Tov and on Shabbos, there's a different way of lighting, and some possibly say we don't want to confuse the women. They should always do it in the same way. According to Rav Vozna, on Shavuos, they do say Shachianu, and they can't answer Amen, they can't answer Amen, so even I'm confused, and they can't answer Amen to Kiddush, Masha'enke, Pesach, and Sukkos is different. So it's very interesting, he's giving leeway to women to change. On Seder. Now, what is the difference on Seder night that although she made Shachianu and she lit the candle, she can repeat Amen, she can say Amen when the husband makes the bracha? The Rishonim ask a question. Why don't you say Shachianu when you eat matzah? Why don't you make Shachianu on Moreh? Why don't you make Shachianu on Kol Mitzvah Laila Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Menoyach, Avud Raham, they say the reason why you don't make Shachianu on those mitzvahs is because you're Yetzah with the Shachianu when you make Kiddush. That's what the Rishonim say. In fact, many poskim, the Birki Yosef, the Kafachayim, and later poskim, they say, and in fact, when you say Shachianu on Kiddush tomorrow night, you should have in mind not just the general Yom Tov, but you should have in mind the Shachianu, because I'm later going to do mitzvahs halayla, which all of them, be'emes, require a Shachianu in their own right. Therefore, says Rav Vozna, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says the same as far as says, even if you are worried about Hefzot, he says, I'm not, but even if you are worried, on Seder night, it's not a problem. A lady can say Amen. Why? Because when the lady was lighting candles, she had in mind then the mitzvah of the Yom Tov. However, when it comes to Kiddush, then she should have in mind the mitzvahs halayla. So when the husband says Shachianu, the husband's having two parts to his Shachianu, the general Yom Tov of the Kiddush, and also he has in mind the mitzvah halayla. The lady is allowed to say Amen because she's thinking on the matzah, the morah, the lalat kosis, so therefore it's not considered a hefsek, says Rav Vozna. It is a hefsek on Shavuos, because Shavuos is only one din of Shachianu, just for the Yom Tov. But on Seder night, there's a new din of Shachianu, although practically we don't make a Shachianu on all the other mitzvahs halayla, because it's all included in Kiddush, but it's good enough that Svara that she can say Amen, and it's not considered a hefsek. Therefore, says Rav Vozna, when she lights candles, Stamazoi, it's unlikely that a lady when she lights candles would have kavana when she says Shachianu for the mitzvahs halayla. But theoretically, if she would, you would tell her when she lights candles, again, it's confusing, you tell the lady, but don't have kavana for the mitzvah halayla, then when your husband makes Kiddush, you can say Amen, because then you have kavana for the mitzvah halayla. It comes out from this little piece of Rav Vozna that theoretically, when she lit the candles, she could have kavana for later on, and then you'd have the same problem again. We'll see later that that's not so poshut.
Yeah, what kavana should she have? It's for Yom Tov.
No,
there
are two parts. There's the general Yom Tov, and there's the mitzvah halayla. And Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Vozna says, you can split those two.
Will there be a difference between Shabbos?
Oh.
Why don't we say Shachrin? I mean the matzah instead of...
Sorry?
Why do we say Shachrin when the matzah instead of a Kiddush?
Because that's how Chazal and Masakim is. Chazal and Masakim, the entrance Yom Tov, we make Kiddush, we'll see the Gemara says the
Emes Yishtu. Not the matzah, which is the Raisa.
Doesn't matter. No matter, that's how Chazal and Masakim is. Okay. Now we'll touch on a much bigger problem. There are two different minhogim in families on Seder night. You've got the minhog of, like every Friday night, every Yom Tov, the husband makes Kiddush, and everybody else is Yotze with that Kiddush. On Seder night, however, many people have the minhog that everyone in the home, including the women, make their own kiddush. So if the husband is being mitzi the wife, like an ordinary Yom Tov, ordinary Friday night, then we've explained, when the husband comes to Shechionu, she is able to answer Amen, because she's being yotza with him, and her mind is on the mitzvah halayla. However, those where the ladies make their own kiddush, and when they make their own kiddush, they're clearly showing, I'm not being yotza with my husband's kiddush. So as soon as she has finished her kiddush, mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim, but unless that's finished her kiddush, she should drink straight away. L'maisa, she's already made a shechionu when she lit the candles. So now she has to drink. She's not mechuyev to make another shechionu. She's mechuyev to drink straight away. So she, taka, loses out on that extra shechionu. If she stops and listens to her husband making shechionu, and she has kavanah for the mitzvah halayla, l'chayra, that will be a hefsek between the end of her kiddush. As soon as she's finished kiddush, she should be drinking straight away. I saw a tremendous chiddush in Rav Avadya Yosef, and quite incredibly, there's a new edition of Shevet HaLevi from Rav Vozna, and he adds this chiddush as well, different to what he said in his earlier. Safe.
Why is it different?
Because she's not being yotze with her husband's kiddush. So Mamela, she's independent. She can't make a new shechionu. What?
She can still say
it
to
the
mitzvah
halayla. No. You're not mechayev a new shechionu for that.
I understand.
So therefore, that'll be a hefse. She's finished her kiddush. That'll be a hefse.
Yeah, why? According to Reb Shmuel Vozna,
yeah.
Is a mitzvah say yom and mitzvah say two different things?
Yes.
Yeah. What's the problem? Here she makes a bracha and a mitzvah say yom.
No. Chazal were not masakad a new shechionu for that. So therefore, it's a hefse. So I'm going to say a massive chiddush, which Reb Vozna himself says in his second edition, which Reb Avadya Yosef himself says. He says that this svara, that if her husband's being moitzi her in kiddush, she's allowed to say amen to his shechionu because it's on a separate chelik for the shamitzis alayla, says Rav Vozna and Rav Avadya Yosef al chiddush, that she can even make a new shechionu. She can make a separate shechionu. She made a shechionu when she lit the candles, and she made the shechionu then for the Yom Tov. Now, when it comes to the kiddush, she's got a new chiv of shechionu, provided she didn't have kavana when she lit the candles. She's got a new chiv to make shechionu, and she can make a second shechionu. It's a massive chiddush which we don't find in any other poskim.
On
the mitzvah halayla. On the mitzvah in. So he learns as a second. He learns as a second chiv. It's a bit just as we said bisvara, that it's not considered a hefsek for her to say amen, because you've got new chiv shechionu. It's so strong to make a new shechionu. That's what he says.
I've got to ask you with this thing.
I'm saying, yeah, you're right.
She's making two shechionu.
Yes, correct. She's making two shechionu. One when she lights the candles on the Yom Tov, and a second shechionu on the mitzvah halayla, but not for the kiddush, for the mitzvah halayla, for the matzahs, etc. Which is very, very chiddush. We're not going to get through our next 10 minutes. Okay, the ma'aser roiv poskim don't agree to this massive. It's a massive chiddush to stay two shechionus. Therefore, we're left with the shaila halacha lema'aser. It's saying tonight, the lady's making kiddush. What does she do when she's finished her kiddush? If she drinks straight away, that's not considered a hefsek. She loses out on the shechionu for the mitzvah halayla. If she thinks she has kavana for when her husband makes the shechionu, then it's a shaila of hefsek. So I did see a very strange psak that as soon as she finishes kiddush, she drinks. And while she's drinking, she's listening to her husband say shechionu, and as she finishes her kiddush, she should answer amen to his shechionu, which is a very, very strange chiddush lemaisa. What? Ramosh is not a problem.
No, because she's answering amen.
Oh, Ramosh was only talking when the husband was mitzi her. That's why it's a much bigger problem. Another eitzah would be that when she lights the candles, She should also have kavana for the mitzvah salayla. She makes shechiyona and she solved all problems. However, we'll see, hopefully, that's not so poshut. Quite by chance, Siyata Deshmaya, I picked up a siddur, Tfilas Kolpeh. And he writes there, Hadlokas HaNeiris, he says, on Yom Tov, a lady says, Lahadli Leshe Yom Tov. And then he says, you say Shechayonu, unless, say the night, the lady is making her own Kiddush. If the lady is making her own Kiddush, she says Shechayonu in Kiddush, and not when she lights the candles. It's quite clear why he's saying this. Because it causes so many problems if she's making her own Kiddush, apart from the fact that Chazal will masakin within that Kiddush, Shechayonu, we know from Yaakov Nahas. A lady, that's part of the Kiddush. So there, there's an ikachiv of Kiddush, of Shechayonu. So therefore, on Seder night, if she's making her own Kiddush, don't say Shechayonu when you light candles, be yotze when you make your own Kiddush. And Shalom al Yisrael. And when I saw that, I thought, we really got, we don't have much time. I thought this is a massive chiddush that ladies who've been lighting candles and making shachiyonu when they light the candles on Seder night don't make this shachiyonu. Such a big chiddush for a lady not to make shachiyonu. The more I looked into it, the more I saw this is not a chiddush, because there's another thing bothering me. We've quoted Rav Moshe, Shlomo Zalman, Vosna, Rabbi Yosef, the Heintiger Poskim. Tell me, why is this not discussed in the Mogen Avraham, in the Torah? Why is this shayla? Until the 20th century, no one's come up with this shayla before. The answer is glaringly poshut. When I saw this siddur, Tfilas Kolpeh, on Seder night, tell the ladies not to make shechiyonu when they're lighting candles. Well, how can you do such a thing? It's chiyut d'oraisa for a lady to make shechiyonu. I started looking at the makor. What is the makor for a lady to make shachyonu when she lights the candles? So I looked in the Chumash, I found no makor in Chumash. I looked in Mishnayis, nothing in Mishnayis. I looked in Shas, no makor in Shas. I looked in Rambam. I looked in the Torah. I looked in Shulchan Aruch. I looked in the Rishonim. I could not find a single makor that a lady should make shachyonu when she lights the candles. In other words, the reason why the poskim don't discuss this is because this was never a shayla. This was not the original minhag for ladies to make shachinu when they lit the candles. Therefore, when the Tfilas Kolpeh says, on Seder night, leave it out, he's not begging chiddush. He's just saying that is the original minhag. It was not the minhag. So I started looking into this. So the Yaiva, so Yaakov Emden says, somebody asks him a shayla that a lady makes shachiyonu which lights the candles. He says, I'm telling you, for all the years, I've never understood. I wanted to stop my wife making this bracha. Where on earth does it come from? There's no makor. It's not a bracha of Atoli, he says, because the meister, she has to make shachiyonu on the yom tov, but the time of lighting candles, it is chazal v'masakan, it's in Kiddush. The Gemara in Sukkah says, when you build your sukkah, you should say shachiyonu. Why don't we? Because we're yotze with the Kiddush. When you make Kiddush al hakos, that's when Chazal will masaken shachiyonu. Therefore, why on earth should be she making shachiyonu when she lights the candles? Well, they're masaken it al hakos. She says, I didn't actually stop my wife because she saw that in her mother's home. Rabbi Kiva Eger brings the same yaivot. He says, there are some ladies who make shachiyonu when they light candles, but there's no yusayit for it, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's quite incredible, therefore. The Sefer Yosef Oimetz, which I'm always fond of quoting, and it's actually quoted by the Korban Asamel, says, Lo motzosi b'shum mokum. Yosef Oimetz was written 400-500 years ago. I have not found any poistuk, lemeima who says, Shoi isha madlekas b'yom tov, then a lady lights candles b'yom tov, she needs to make shachiyonu. Shachiyonu was instituted when you make Kiddush. We've got no idea where this minhag comes from and who started some feminist movement. We don't know. None of them and Achrayim can find any makor for this. The Mishnah Brura says, Ladies, when they light candles, don't need to make shechion. But you don't need to stop them. Rav Moshe Feinstein says a myriad dikadiuk from this yaivitz. He says, I don't understand. The yaivitz says, I wanted to stop my wife, but I didn't. It's not the end of the world. Hold on a second. It's the end of the world. Because if she's going to make shachyonu when she lights candles, there's going to be a hefsek of saying amen when her husband makes shachyonu. And don't tell me they're not going to have kavana. And don't tell me that you're going to tell them not to say amen. That's not possible, says Ramosha. And Amai says, Ramosha, he says quite clear, it's not a hefsek at all. So Ramosha says it's quite clear, it's not a hefsek, and he brings a raya from this. But Amai says, we see very clearly that this din of saying shachyonu by lighting candles is bechal not poshut. I found in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, "V'hanoshim b'shas hadlokas haneiros, when ladies light candles for yomtiv, ein lohem levorech shachiyonu b'shum yomtiv. Ladies should not make." As I say, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, she should not make. Comes Aruch Hashulchan, hopefully in a minute. It's not 100% clear what's taka the problem in saying shechiyonu when you light candles. From the pashtus of the yaivitz, it's mashma. The chazal will masakad it ala kosh. You're just saying it in the wrong place. Chazal will not masakad it hadlokas haneiros. The loshen of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is mashma because he brings it within Hilchas Kiddush. From the loshen of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is mashma. The problem is not so much the shechiyonu when she lights the candles. The problem is, what are you going to do during Kiddush? Now we come to the Briskerov. Because Lemaisa, I've not found anyone who actually says, Lemaisa, Lemaisa, ladies don't make shechiyonu. I don't want anyone coming on for this year, the ladies shouldn't make shechiyonu. On Briskerov says like this, there are ladies who make shechiyonu when they light the candles. The einoy nochen, it's wrong. And the Briskerov would warn ladies, don't make it. Why? First of all, the original problem, because Chazal will masakin it ala kos. And then he says there's a much bigger problem. Now we come to this year. Tomorrow night in Yitz Hashem is Friday night. When a lady lights candles, she's going to be lighting it much before the chiyuvim of Seder night have started. The Briskerov holds that when she makes a shecha, if she were to make a shecha yonu, when you light candles, the Briskerov holds that the shecha yonu goes on the whole of Yom Tov, on all the mitzvahs halayla, not just the shecha yonu on lighting the candles for the Yom Tov. It goes on the sham mitzvahs halayla. It says it's much too early. You're not allowed to make a shecha yonu then. Therefore, the Briskerov and the Briskerov paskins and Brisk Taka, the ladies never make a shecha yonu when they light candles. Interesting, that's shits in Brisk. I'll go upon him. Definitely on Seder night, there's very, very strong makoros that ladies should not make shachiyonu when they light candles. Make shachiyonu during Kiddush, and it's a lot easier to understand. Therefore, you won't have the problem. The Aruch HaShulchan brings, the minhag of the ladies is to make a shachiyonu when they light candles. And the way how he writes is, and it's not a problem, he says, because most ladies light just before Nacht. He's obviously alluding to the Briskerov's problem because they're lighting too early, therefore the Shachiyonah can't go mitzah laila. He says, if they do it just before Nacht, it's okay. But that's not going to help us this year on Friday night. It's taka a problem according to the Aruch HaShulchan. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, I wish ladies would not make the Shachiyonah light candles. This taka, it's a problem. For hundreds of years, ladies have always been doing it, and therefore I come up with my chiddush, it's not considered a hefsek. Even Rav Moshe said it would be better not to. So Lemaisa, just to finish off, and there's a lot more to say on the subject. Halacha Lemaisa, what should ladies do tomorrow night? The chiddush of the Shevet HaLevi, it is the biggest chiddush, is she can make a shechiyonu when she lights the candles, and make a second shechiyonu when she makes kiddush. Again, we're talking about when ladies make their own kiddush. If a husband's moitzi them in kiddush, then it's no problem at all. She can say amen, and you've got all the svaras aposkim because they have kavona when they say amen to the mitzvah salayla. But if she makes her own kiddush, so either the kiddush of Rav Vaza, which is Rav Vaza Yosef's kiddush as well, that you should make a second shachiyonu. By the way, Rav Vaza Yosef goes as far as to say that ladies who do have the minhag to make shechianah when they light candles in Yom Tov should stop. It's a wrong minhag, it's problematic, causes complicated. That's what Ravadi Yosef says. Say the night, if you make a shechianah when you light candles, you can make a shechianah again. The second eitz is, as soon as she's finished her kiddush, she should drink straight away. She loses out the shechianu on the mitzvah halayla. And it's very, very doichet to say that when she was lighting candles, she has kavana for mitzvah halayla. A, it's unlikely she had that kavana. And B, according to Briskerov, especially on Friday night, it's very difficult that that shechianu could go on that. The other eitzah is, there's a bit of a shayla of a hefzer, she should stop her kiddush, listen to the shechianu of her husband, without answering amen, and be yotzei that way. There is one other eitzah, finishes her kiddush, she listens to her husband's shechianu, and she does answer amen. Why? The whole problem of hefzer, of you interrupting between the Borei Pri HaGofen and the drinking, is a problem of hesach hadas, that your mind is diverted from it. Between our Borei Pri HaGofen and drinking, there's a whole kiddush. Once you're involved in the kiddush, it's not considered hesach hadas. So therefore, even to say amen to the husband, shechianu, though you take a non-mukhu, you've made your own shechianu, it's not considered hesach hadas to answer amen. The Maisa, all of these are chidushim, and there's no suffix in my mind that it's the best. I did this whole shtickle to my wife, so she said, so what should I do at the end? Exactly. There's no question, it's better for a lady not to make shechianah when she lights her candles tomorrow night. No, I definitely say the night is a problem. Because she makes her, if she makes her own kiddush. Don't change your minhag. Don't change your minhag. But with Brisket Takati, Friday, tomorrow night, being Shabbos is a special problem because of the Briskeros problem. Lemais, I don't want anybody to actually change their minhag. And if they do go discuss with the Rav, I do know people who have discussed it with, who actually gone to the Rav and changed their minhag. But that's not what I'm here to do. We see that the Rosh Feinstein of Shlomo Zalman, they don't say that. They just try and for the minhagology for doing Shabbat. But no one's actually saying to ladies, should not make a Shechem of Shasal. I hope I haven't confused people more. Oh, we said that. But it's very unlikely that ladies could have such a
problem. Tell her to be mechaven and should not be.
You know how confused you would be with it again. Please tell me again. What? She said, buy me a new dress.